And I now I'll just say in words, and we'll see if you really understand these, what this structure factor is. It's written at the top in, as a sum over the atomic form factors, the ones we look up. And we say, I say the structure factor is the Fourier transform of the electron density of the basis of a crystal. So one particular structure factor is the Fourier transform of electron density of a crystal evaluated at a reciprocal lattice vector. So if you, first you find a reciprocal lattice vector and you want to know what structure factor belongs to this, you Fourier transform the electron density of the basis of the crystal, and then you evaluate the Fourier transform at that reciprocal lattice vector. And the electron density of any crystal can be approximated by a sum over the electron densities of the atoms in the basis. So you can use the Fourier transforms of the individual atoms to build up the structure factor. And I have to say, it's approximately the sum over the electron densities of the atoms. And that's because the valence electrons are not spherically symmetric in the crystal. So the core electrons are spherically symmetric, but the valence electrons may be directed at the neighboring atoms. And in this approximation where we write the electron density in terms of the atomic form factors, we pretend that the electron densities of all the atoms are really just radially symmetric. And it's not entirely true. And then what happens is in X-ray diffraction experiment, the scattered intensity, when you measure the intensity at a specific reciprocal lattice that corresponds to a reciprocal lattice point, that is always proportional to this a structure factor. And the proportionality constant depends on things like how strong the X-ray beam was to start with. Before it hits you take a very intense beam, you get more intensity at the point you measure. It also depends on the volume. Even if you take an intense beam, if you take a tiny crystal in the measurement, then you don't get as much intensity at the diffraction point. So the best we can do is look for to look at a bunch of different, the intensities at a bunch of diffraction points and look at the ratios.